Dr. Benjamin Asher. Stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to Health Action. My name is Kathy Davis, and my guest in this segment is Dr. Benjamin Asher. He is a Harvard-trained physician and surgeon who is one of the preeminent ear, nose, and throat specialists in the country in the field of complementary and integrative medicine as it relates to ear, nose, and throat disorders. He has been on the faculty of Harvard Washington University and Dartmouth Medical Schools. In addition to publishing numerous articles, Dr. Asher lectures to healthcare professionals and the public, both nationally and internationally. Dr. Asher has been selected one of America's top physicians by the Consumers Research Council of America. He is currently in private practice on Manhattan's East Side, and he was also a guest on this program just 2 weeks ago. So welcome back, Dr. Asher.
It's great to be back, Kathy. It's wonderful.
And I'm really glad to have you back, because as we were speaking the last time, it occurred to me that people must have had many questions for you. And as it turned out, I did get some feedback later in the week. So for those of you who want to call a little bit later in the program, please prepare to do that. The phone number is 212-209-2900. But before taking your calls, I thought that we would perhaps go back, and for those people who might have missed our last segment, perhaps you can explain to us what it is that you do as an ear, nose, and throat specialist in the field of complementary and integrative medicine.
I am a conventionally trained ear, nose, and throat specialist, and my practice consists of providing the best of both conventional and alternative medicine. So I completely integrate the two, and I'm a holistic physician, so that means I take care of the whole person, and mind, body, spirit, is how I practice. So my goal is to try to keep people out of the operating room.
Mm. So maybe you can give us some idea of the medical problems that you handle, so the folks who are listening, they'll decide if they need to call you with a question.
I take care of all of the kinds of problems that ear, nose, and throat doctors do. Problems such as sinusitis, ringing in the ears, allergies, headaches that are related to sinus-type headaches, dizziness, hearing loss, voice problems. I take care of a number of Broadway singers and performers, and ear infections in children, recurrent sore throats, tonsillitis, those kind of problems. Mm-hmm. So the wide gamut of things.
Well, that's interesting. You mentioned tonsillitis. When I was growing up, I must have been diagnosed several times and was told to, my parents were told that I should have my tonsils out, but I never did. Was that good or bad?
Well, back in those days, which weren't probably too long ago, mm-hmm. but tonsils were taken out more frequently than they are now. And there are certain very strict guidelines for taking tonsils out now. And you need to have so many episodes of tonsillitis for a child to have the tonsils removed. Our criterion are about 6 episodes a year for 1 year, or 5 episodes a year for 2 years. And other reasons would be if a child has obstructive problems when they sleep at night, that is, they stop breathing. That's a serious problem, so mm-hmm. that would be another reason for taking tonsils out. But if you just have a few episodes of tonsillitis a year, there'd be no reason to take them out.
Do tonsils have a purpose?
They do have a purpose. They're lymphoid tissue. That is, they are involved in filtering out, invading organisms and identifying them and helping our body fight off infections. But if you're missing your tonsils, there's plenty of other lymphoid tissue to take its place.
Hmm. And as I was walking in the street this morning, I noticed some snowflakes coming down. And it reminded me, it's that time of year where people get flus and colds. And I'm wondering what you can advise us so that those of us who may have a tendency to get sick or not, but want to really avoid getting the flu, what should we do?
Well, one very important thing is to wash your hands quite frequently. Keep them away from your face, and you won't be spreading those viruses into your system. Other things that have been found to be very beneficial, there's something called probiotics. Probiotics are good bacteria, and your intestines have bacteria in them, and things that are probiotics fortify your intestines with good bacteria. And it's actually been shown that these probiotics help fight off infections in general. And if we take probiotics preventively, we actually can prevent getting upper respiratory infections. There's also studies that show that they help with nasal allergies. And there are some other things that they help with, too. So that's another thing that people can take. Fish oil is another supplement, which is very beneficial in terms of supporting our immune system. And there's another supplement that comes from the Western larch. The constituent is something called arabinogalactans, which is a big word. And that is something that helps stimulate immunity and support our immune system.
Is that a plant?
Yes, that's a plant. Mm-hmm. So those are things that we can do to prevent. Then if we get sick, some alternative therapies that seem to be helpful. There is a am I allowed to mention product names?
No, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't.
Really. Yeah.
There are some homeopathic products which are beneficial, black elderberry is helpful, vitamin C, and then there are some products that have echinacea, golden seal, and echinacea, although is somewhat controversial by some people, if you look at all the studies in total, it does seem to have some benefit.
Right. I think it's all right to give, you know, the names of the herbs and stuff. We just don't want to give brand names.
Right.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening, if you do have some calls, you can start calling in at 212-209-2900 if you have some specific concerns with the ear, nose, and throat with regard to any of these issues. Well, next, let's talk about sinus infections. What can we do for someone who has a recurring sinus infection?
That's probably the most common problem that I see in my office is people coming in complaining of what they describe as sinusitis. And the first thing that I do in my practice is really try to determine whether somebody truly has a sinus infection or not. My criterion for what a sinus infection are very specific. A sinus infection means that you have actually infection in the cavities in the skull which constitute the sinuses. Symptoms of a sinus infection include very significant nasal congestion with yellow drainage in the nose. And usually it's been going on for some time. There's pain in the teeth. It usually goes on for more than a week or two after a cold. Now, people often come in complaining of sinus headaches, that is pressure in the front of their head or pressure over their cheeks. And that is often thought to be a sinus infection, and it may be a sinus infection, but I would say 90% of the time, in fact, it is not. So the first thing that I do when I hear a person telling me that they have recurrent sinus infections is I try to determine, is it really an infection or is it something else? The most common cause of the pain in the face that's not infectious related is something which is called myofascial pain. And myofascial pain is pain which is related to the muscles in the back of the neck, which are very tight and have trigger points, which are areas of inflammation that then refer pain up into the forehead. Now, so if it's myofascial pain, then we take care of that by releasing those trigger points. And then if it's sinus infections, then we sort of look more deeply into what could possibly be causing somebody to get recurrent infections. So we try to look into see, is the person's immune system strong? Are they fighting off infections? Do they have allergies? Do they have food allergies? Are they under lots of stress? What kind of diet do they eat? Do they eat lots of sugar? Sugar suppresses the immune system. So we look at a lot of factors in trying to determine what's going on. Sometimes we take an x-ray of the sinuses. Sometimes we look with a scope in the nose to see what's going on. And then we go from there in terms of trying to sort out how we can help the person.
We do have some calls standing by. Hello, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. Mm-hmm. May I speak now?
Yes, your question, please.
Yes, my question is that I have a history of allergies and asthma, and I take Flovent and albuterol when I need it, not every day. And I have a feeling of lumpiness in the throat and usually notice a rash on the face, and I'd like to ask the doctor whether that could be related to the asthma medications.
That's a good question, and in fact, sometimes those medications can have some side effects. The rash on the face, I'm not so sure about, but the sensation in your throat, sometimes people that are taking the inhaled steroids will have what's called thrush, which is from Candida. It's a yeast. And even though you can't see it in the mouth, and even if you do all the right things of rinsing your mouth out after you use it, you can't rinse out the back of your throat that's so far down, and you actually will have a subclinical candida. And then that needs to be treated.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air. Your question?
Yes. Have you been able to cure the condition tinnitus, ringing in the ears?
Tinnitus is perhaps one of the most difficult problems that we treat. And it can be due to many factors. So it really depends on what is going on, what is causing it, as to whether a person will get benefit. So I look at it as one has to sort of look at all the details and see what's causing the tinnitus. Sometimes there are some herbs that do help it. Ginkgo is one that helps some people. Some people are occasionally benefited from acupuncture. It depends, and sometimes there's a musculoskeletal issue. Trigger points can cause tinnitus. So we sort of look at all the factors, and then there are other protocols for actually doing tinnitus masking, putting a sound in the ear that helps mask it. So there are things to do that do help tinnitus sufferers.
Well, in my case, this was triggered by a middle ear infection, but this was like 30 years ago, and it's persisted.
Have you had a hearing test?
Not recently. I mean, I did at the time.
And has the tinnitus persisted for 30 years?
Yeah.
Well, I think an important piece of information would be to have a hearing test first, and then one can. Is it one-sided or is it in both ears?
It's in one side.
It's one-sided. So if a person has one-sided tinnitus, then it's really important to get a hearing test to make sure that there's not a one-sided hearing loss. And if there is a one-sided hearing loss, then we need to evaluate that more thoroughly, getting an MRI scan or something like that. Because on a rare occasion, but it does happen, this can be caused by a benign growth on the nerve to the inner ear called an acoustic tumor. So we check that out if it's a one-sided tinnitus and there's a one-sided hearing loss. So you would want to go see an ear, nose, and throat doctor and get your hearing checked.
Okay.
Thank you. And let's take another call. Hello. Your question, please. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I have a question for the doctor.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Whenever I wake up in the morning, it feels like I have a cold-like symptoms. Is it like allergies? This is like I'm coughing or have like a runny nose, and then it goes away after a couple of hours.
Have you ever been evaluated for allergies, sir?
No.
It could be. You could be allergic to something like dust mites. And dust mites, you get your maximum exposure in your bedding. So that would be something to certainly look for to see if you have a dust mite allergy.
Okay. Is this something evaluated by ENT? Or,
sure. It depends. Some ear, nose, and throat. I'll do allergy evaluations. Some ENT doctors will do allergy evaluations, or you could go to an allergist. Either way, it just depends.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you. And we'll take our next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you. I'm so glad I got through. Roughly about a year ago, I came down with a bad case of strep throat. The doctor put me on one antibiotic that didn't work, and he says, I'm going to put you on two more antibiotics, and if this doesn't work, you're going to have to go into the hospital. Now, the other two seem to work, But after having the antibiotic therapy, I noticed my uvula in my throat would swell up on me. Ever since I've had this antibiotic therapy, I haven't been the same as far as stomach pain, constipation, like flu-like symptoms that doctors can't, put a finger on it. And I was wondering if maybe you can help me with this.
Well, unfortunately, one of the side effects from antibiotics when we take them is not only do they kill off the offending bacteria, the one that's causing the problem, is that they kill all the bacteria off in our intestines, or a lot of it. And our intestines need bacteria. And the bacteria in our intestines does a lot for us. Sometimes when that flora, in the intestines gets damaged with the antibiotics, then that can cause a lot of digestive issues. There's a term for it, which is called intestinal dysbiosis. So one could have that evaluated and see. You could have a culture done and see whether there's something going on, or you could decide to work with somebody who could work with getting your intestinal flora back into shape so that your symptoms would be improved.
Okay, thank you. And let's take another call. Hello, you're on the air. Your question, please.
Hi, I have a question for the doctor, please.
Yes, go ahead.
I noticed that whenever the weather gets cold and my body temperature gets cold, I start having this dry cough, and it's like something tickling in my throat. It's not very bad cough, but it's like annoying.
So?
And you get this only when the temperatures change?
Yes, in cold weather.
Well, the cough is there's a lot of things that can cause it. Maybe there's some underlying irritant in your throat that's happening, and then when the weather changes, then the cough starts because the cold air, when you're breathing it in, irritates your throat more. Do you have heartburn?
No, I don't.
No. So that would be one way of looking at it.
I know that I have dust allergies.
Oh, you do have dust allergies. Mm-hmm. Well, it may be that what's happening is that the dust mite, because when we close up our houses in the wintertime, our mm-hmm. apartments, the concentration of dust mites is much higher. And so there's more irritation going on when you're at home. So then when you go out and are exposed to the cold air, you have more irritation causing the cough.
So how can I reduce that?
There are a number of products out there that are very good for keeping your home free of dust mites. There are some excellent air filters. There's one that I recommend exclusively. I can't mention the name on the air, but you could call my office we can give you the name of it. It's quite an outstanding filter. And then there are things that you can do for your bedding. You can line your mattress and line your pillows, and all of those things will reduce the burden of dust mites that you're being exposed to.
All right, thanks. And since we are running short on time, I will give out your information, your phone number. The phone number for Dr. Benjamin Asher is 212-223-4225. Again, 212-223-4225. And his website, BenjaminAsherMD.com. And I don't know if we can sneak in another call, Michael. What do you think, or shall we close up here? All right, let's try one more call. Maybe it'll be fast. Hello, you're on the air. Last call.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Your question.
Am I on the air?
Your question. You are on the air.
Hi, my name is Kim. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hi. Okay, my situation is for about the past 10 years, I always feel like I'm a little bit on a boat, like, you know, a little bit like rocky, and my ears get clogged, and my eyes sometimes feel a little bit like they're not really focusing. And I'm wondering if that's allergies. I've had MRIs, and there's no tumors or anything in her ear, they said.
sometimes these non-specific balance problems, there can be several different reasons. One is you could have had some inner ear injury and you're not completely compensated for it. So doing some special exercises will help that. The other thing that is sometimes there are musculoskeletal issues. There are trigger points in the neck that will give some balance issues because the trigger points cause some autonomic dysfunction. So one thing to do is to have those released. And sometimes that helps people. So those are quick answers.
Like a chiropractor? I did go to a chiropractor, and it did help a little.
Mm-hmm. Some people report that. I do that in my own office where I do some trigger point releases, or you could go to a physical medicine or rehabilitation person. You could go to a physical therapist that does myofascial release. Mm-hmm. Those are all things, people who do it. If you ask, you want somebody who actually works on the muscles. They need to be able to release the trigger points and stretch the muscles out.
So the eyes and the ears could actually be connected.
They are connected in the sense of balance.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Unfortunately, we're getting so close to the end here, Dr. Asher. I wanted to give you a chance to maybe leave a final thought with people and give out your phone number and website again.
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the phone number is 212-223-4225. Again, 212-223-4225. The website is benjaminashermd.com and Benjamin, BenjaminAsherMD.com. MD.com. And my guest has been Dr. Benjamin Asher, and he is an ear, nose, and throat specialist, Harvard trained physician, and he works in the field of complementary and integrative medicine. I want to thank you for being with me this afternoon, Dr. Asher.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And you're listening to Health Action over WBAI 99.5 FM. Coming up in a moment will be my co-host Mark Hannay offering you a live report from the American Public Association. And as we break, you're listening to On Earth, the CD, the song is Free.
I've seen your face and the words that I stood for, you've gently replaced deep in your eyes.